This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're going to get to some Niners talk, faux show.
It's the Guru Steiny, show. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Playoffs are coming. They're kind of here.
And we got college tonight. Miami and Ole Miss.
You know, that's a tough one for me. Who to root for.
But you always got to make it about you.
Huh? Yeah. Well, do you have a preference?
I want Miami.
Okay, so you're making it about you.
Yeah, but I ain't doing this old breakdown. Go ahead.
I'm not doing a breakdown.
Well, how it's about you both ways. Go ahead.
Well, why do you want Miami to win?
Mike Irvin.
Okay.
Sam Lubman.
Yeah, and that's my dilemma. We got a guy in here, Sam Lubman, big Miami fan. I like Sam. Yeah. If I didn't like Sam, it'd be an easy decision. But Sam.
Now, Ole Miss.
But then it's that old thing about if Ole Miss wins at all, they had to get through Tulane first.
You guys were cheese.
Wow.
And they were a knife.
Like a nice watch.
You know what?
Swiss.
Depending on the cheese mouth. Some cheese can be hard to cut.
American.
Only one cheese.
No, you want to say brie. They went through like brie cheese, the soft kind.
With a saw.
There's only one cheese, guys, right? Pepper Jack.
What?
Pepper Jack is the best cheese out.
Oh.
I'm a cheddar guy.
You like
Provolone.
Provolone.
It's underrated.
Yeah. Swiss second for me.
I noticed there's some sound on our board, and I think we can have some fun with this for this segment, and I'll take your calls during it. But so our sister station in Philadelphia, WIP, obviously is talking about this game every bit as much as we are.
Right.
And I love this because we got a lot of sound here from some of their shows. And
behind enemy lines.
Right. And so Philadelphia fans have a reputation. And I haven't listened to any of this sound of some of their callers or some of their hosts. Yeah. But let me just give you a little sampling. All right, this is a host, Joe Giglio, and this is what he says about the matchup between the Eagles and the 49ers.
If you think Jalen Hurts had a great regular season, you're in La La Land. If you think he'll have a great postseason, then you could think that. I think he's going to be what he was all regular season. He's going to be decent. Can he have a good game? Sure. Do I expect four great games out of Jalen Hurts? No shot. I just don't think the offense is set up for him to do that. I don't think the way he's played this year, between his accuracy and his legs, they're not what they were at one point. Now, as far as this particular game, Hugh, of all the matchups they're going to have in the postseason, of all of them, this might be the easiest one in terms of personnel on the other side, right? They play the Rams, they play Seattle, whoever they get to play in the next few rounds, they're going to have better players on defense. The Niners are depleted, right? Bosa's out and Warner's out. I mean, the guys that they counted on, their star players are all hurt. If we're getting a better version of Jalen than we got in the regular season.
I mean, I don't see anything incendiary there. Do you?
Well, it sounds like he doesn't believe in Jalen against top-tier teams, and he doesn't think the Niners fit that bill in regard to top-tier.
Right.
But I will say this. What scares me about this game, Steiny, is the fact that everybody's throwing bananas, oranges, whatever, rocks at Philly and that offense, and they can really just be like, after a week off, Steiny, with them sitting just – we're defending champs, and that part of this puzzle scares me about this game.
But,
you know,
Hurts
is not a bum, but they have been an enigma. Their offense.
But in a way, like, I always feel like one of two things is going to happen. And to my way of thinking, we've seen both the same amount of time. And here's what I'm talking about. Let's say the Eagles, they treated last week like a bye. Okay?
Yeah.
Are they going to be rested and ready?
Against Chicago, whoever. Okay. That's what they said.
Well, as many times as the team with the bye or the team that rested is ready to go, they're also rusty.
Yeah.
And it also may take them a quarter, maybe a little more, to get into the game.
But we're
We'll see. Like, if look, I'm just telling you, 49ers get up 10-0 after the first quarter, people are going to say the Eagles are rusty.
Oh, man.
So it's that's an outlook that can happen.
And doubt would then creep in. If you get up 3-0, 7-0. So I like that from a Niner perspective. What I don't like about this game is what you just said, the name recognition. Jalen Carter had the two shoulder situation, the procedures, and now he's ready to go. Had a week off. That secondary, oh my gosh. So we know what Philly is defensively. They might be Seattle or better. Just think about that. I'll leave that there. But then on the other side, you got a dude who was just MVP in Barkley. You got, on a good day, Jalen Hurts. You got Devontae, like Stani and my guy, the quarterback that reads the books, the big boy. Like, that's why they won the Super Bowl. So they have all the ingredients in the football gumbo pot to win it. Will it be upstairs where they just will forget, omit, maybe be rusty, and then Kyle's in his bag, and not just Kyle, Robert Saleh.
Oh, that's what I wanted to jump on, what Jan had said, and I actually agree with her. She was talking about some trick plays. I actually think a trick play or two, this is the game that would call for it, but almost more so than that, is there anybody that wants Kyle Shanahan to play conservatively Sunday? Like, they can't play conservatively.
You don't win the game.
Right? You get a fourth and three. You get a fourth and three at midfield. You're down 7-0 midway through the second.
That's normal. I think you need to go for it.
Okay.
You're trying to knock off.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point. Like, he took I think he punted early in the Seattle game.
I saw that.
Same situation.
I saw that.
Like, if they have that.
If he had to do that again, would he have done it? Knowing that they were going to get
seven. Well, he better not do it against Philly. Yeah. Right? You gotta go for stuff like that against Philly. Evan, you do me a quick little favor here.
Mike Quick?
He's coming up at 1:30. Great Eagles receiver. Can you find out the score and situation? I think it was the first quarter.
7-0.
When the Niners had a fourth, I think, in three, and they punted.
Yep, it was 7-0.
Like, what yard line that was.
Yeah, I'll check.
And what point of the game that was.
Do you
was.
Think he regrets that? If he could see in a crystal ball.
Well, yeah.
Like, you got to go. Your defense is not your positive right now. It's your offense. And we said that, and Seattle choked them out. So what if Philly does that? I'm not trying to be nervous. I'm just like, nobody would be, well, how surprised would you be, partner?
They were at their own 43.
Okay.
And they pinned them inside the 20.
Okay. So think about that. So let's say they're in the exact same position against Philly on Sunday. They're down 7-0. They're at their own 43.
I'm putting the ball.
How much? First quarter, second quarter?
This was in the first quarter, 2 minutes left. Fourth and two.
I'm putting
at your own 43.
Fourth and two?
I would have punted that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
No. I agree.
I would do it this weekend.
Would you do the same? Let's say you're in the same situation in Philly.
Give them a short field?
That was probably their second drive of the game.
Give them a short field, maybe. Stani, then they score and things just get out of hand from that and an avalanche.
Yeah, I think it's another game where I'm with Goo. You kind of have to play the field position game.
Really?
Yeah. You would go for it.
I think you're going to have to play very aggressive.
But that's too aggressive.
Okay.
If you have no confidence.
I'm not saying you guys are wrong.
Evan, if you have no confidence in your defense, to hell with it.
That's why you also pin them back.
But then you're forcing yourself to win a shootout against a very good defense. I think that's tough. And I know that your defense isn't great, and Seattle's offense was good. Philly's is lesser. But you're asking them to go 80-plus yards.
Yeah, I'm interested, 49er fans, just kind of in general. You want to see – I mean, we know what Kyle Shanahan's track record is. Going into this game, like, let's put it this way. If if Kyle Shanahan has a template that he, you know, just a way he coaches, right, and some ideas on, you know, when you go for it, when you don't, taking chances with interesting plays, all that kind of stuff. I got to believe Niner fans might be expecting Shanahan to throw the kitchen sink, anything. I know they're not going to win the game through gimmicks, but they've got to make some big plays,
but you
right?
You got to be smart.
Of course.
You know they will come for his head, the Jackals, the fans, if you go for a 4th-and-3 on your 40, and let's just say it's a play that just gets snuffed out, you don't get it. Oh, Stoney, then it'll be like, come on, man, make them drive the field, and if it's slow death, we die slow death, but we could get a fumble, anything, to take that off the board and give them a short field at home. And you know what I mean? Like, that's what you don't want to me.
Yeah, I mean,
now if the game's getting out of hand and you've been down, it's late third, fourth and three, what the hell?
I'm a little surprised, and maybe that situation is a little too iffy. But I mean, what if you're on their 43 and it's 4th-and-3? Like, you gotta go for that, right?
That I could see.
And I get you're giving them a little bit of a short
for that either.
But, well, we're only talking about, what, 10, 14 yards?
Yeah, but you're in your territory, other side of the
yard. What if you're on their 49 and it's 4th-and-3?
It wouldn't be egregious.
Yeah, and obviously there's different levels of risk, but I'm surprised.
Analytics tell you to go for it.
I know. I'm surprised, though.
Go for it.
I would think the conventional wisdom is Kyle's got to be in his bag, try to get a touch tricky without gimmicky, and just they got to figure out a way to keep them off balance with their play calling.
But this is why.
You got to run when they think you're going to pass. You got to pass when they think you're going to run, that kind of stuff.
But this is why Bonte, and I can't speak for him, we talked about his video yesterday, and he used the word impossible. And not speaking for him, Stoney, do you know, like in 19, and even when they were going to the Rams, went to the NFC Championship game, the Niners, that is, against the Rams in 2021, their defense was a strong point. This is the worst defense Kyle's had in forever, I believe, in the playoffs with the state of the team. But just think how much of a disadvantage they are at defensively. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you are right. We're going to see ultra-aggressive offensively Kyle Shanahan, because I'm asking you, that's my biggest concern in this game. I could see the Niners moving the ball like I've seen other teams. Now, the playoffs hadn't started against Philly's great defense. I saw Dallas. A lot of teams do it. But, man, Stoney, to go in a playoff game where your strength is not your defense, it's truly your Achilles heel, I mean, how are they going to pull this off? You don't sack the quarterback.
They're going to pull it off by creating a couple turnovers.
Yeah, no doubt.
By having some big plays and catching Philly off balance. And they're going to have to play a really good game. I mean, that there's no doubt about it. But I would tell you this. Somebody in Philly might say, our offense stinks. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. We're an Odyssey sports station, always live in the free Odyssey app, broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
It'll be interesting to talk to former Eagle wide receiver Mike Quick when he joins us.
You know what? You know who I'm going to ask him about?
Harold Carmichael.
No.
Who?
Brandon Ayuk. You know, I look at a guy like Mike Quick. Look at his numbers.
Everything.
He had three straight years. 1 year he led the league in receptions.
He's a bad
boy. Receptions and yardage.
Okay. He was a bad dude.
Three straight years over 1,000, and then a fourth year of like 980. And I don't know. I'm just curious about the guy on the other side of the country who was tough and was a money receiver.
And he was catching passes to cop out Randall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Man, that team was.
And Jaws.
It must have been late Jaws.
Yeah, but his best season as a receiver is with Ron Jaworski.
Yeah, that's
where's he been? He used to be all on TV.
They fired him after he said Kaepernick was going to be the greatest quarterback of all time.
For a moment in time.
No, but he said it after.
I got you.
He said it after. All right. This is here's another little little flavor of Philadelphia. This is Spike Eskin talking about what happens if the Eagles lose. So this is a team that's been to the playoffs five straight years. Now
they do have champs.
They do have a first year coordinator, but What if they lose?
Here is the problem with continuity. Mm-hmm. Is let's say they lose 17-13 on Sunday. Something like that, right? We're all blaming everybody, but Petullo is getting the brunt of it.
Yeah.
And they decide, we want continuity, we're going to keep Kevin Petullo. You tell me what happens after game two next year when the offense looks like it did this year. And then they are stuck. And then it's 2 years in a row.
Sure.
Where you, that is where I'm... Like, I'm trying to prevent that. And I know that continuity helps. I also know the Eagles won the Super Bowl with a first-time offensive coordinator for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Kellen Moore had been an offensive coordinator before.
Yep.
And I just, like, I don't know if, regardless of whether he will be good at it or not, I don't know if it's a tenable situation. Like, for the Philadelphia Eagles as a whole, if two games into next season, now, it could be two games into next season, they're scoring 33 points a game, whatever, mm-hmm. but the planning for the worst-case scenario there is a tough one.
All right, that was Spike Eskin on WIP. Like, they don't... They think their offense is not very good.
Underperforming.
Exactly. So...
They got talent, it's just not... operating in high optimum levels at all.
Exactly. So I don't know. I'm just, this is one of those games, Goo, I'm torn. It's a little bit like Seattle in that when you look at it.
That's what's crazy about it is that's, go ahead. That I can't get that game out of my head.
I mean, yeah, like when you look at it, we were going into the Seattle game saying, you know, Seattle's got a great defense. Okay, Philly's got a great defense. There's some similarities between Seattle and Philadelphia. And so, you know, I've watched Shanahan hang in games and then win games kind of all year, but this is the Eagles, this is the playoffs, and it's going to be tough. There's no doubt about it. But it's also one of those games where it's like, it might be 27-13.
And just
the 49ers have run out of gas. They're depleted. They're decimated. Yeah, and that's the way most seasons end, when you don't have enough good players anymore.
Yeah, and I'll say this because I was on the wrong end of the Super Bowl betting component last year because I thought Kansas City was going to win. But we're not even talking about the surprise in Seattle Seahawks and what they did Saturday. Okay, forget that. Delete that footage. We're talking about Stani. These are facts. The defending Super Bowl champs and the Philadelphia Eagles. But it brings me to what we had some fun with yesterday. If you're Kyle, I mean this, Donnie, and you win the flip, you receiving or you deferring? Because you know where me and Evan are at.
You know what I would do? I'm not changing my mind. I'll just, to me, and it, you know, we know all sides of this debate, so we don't have to hammered into the ground.
Right.
Yeah, if the 49ers win the tip, I would take the ball. I win the coin flip. Okay. I would take the ball.
To
if
put
I was
your
another.
Best unit out there.
I would.
And then what if you go 3-and-out?
You're going to go 3-and-out the second possession. I don't. That's the way I look at it.
The rough seas are going to happen regardless.
I'm just.
You want to set a tone here, man.
You want to set a tone with your defense?
No, just in the game. However you do that, a turn. They went 3-and-out against Seattle, and that was like, we didn't know at the time, this is going to be a long-ass day offensively.
What's more likely?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Eagles getting the ball and scoring on their first drive, or the 49ers getting points
I love that. I'm going Eagles. And the reason I say that is when last Saturday, I keep saying delete the footage, but third down, he threw it to Jennings in the flat, and it went way over, it sailed over his head. And I was like, I'm not used to that. Just one series. You know, it's early, Stani, but I got to believe that would be nightmare on Niner Street if Philly can show they can take advantage of everything that you talked about in regard to the Niner defense. Now you got two problems. can you score on them, and can you stop them from scoring?
I mean, look, the defense has to play well enough that they make the Eagles resemble their offense of the regular season.
No doubt. And that's why
can
you
they
call
do
it
that?
Mental.
Can they do that? I don't know.
And let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What letter grade, I'm being real, would you give them for Saturday, the Niners defense? Forget the point total.
Well, that's so hard. It's impossible. Like,
can I say D?
I don't.
I'm going to say D.
Yeah, see, I would. I don't.
They were doing whatever. Yeah, they didn't get the points. I'll give you something. But you know what? I saw what I saw.
I actually would give them a B.
Scotty, that first drive,
because
where it didn't culminate in points. You know,
right. I get all that. But the bottom line is, how do you win the game? You have to score more points than the other team. And like that is one where that defense, that situation against that team, I get it. They were lucky. They were lucky. Sometimes, you know what? You take a test, and it's multiple choice, and you don't know the answers, and you get three right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
2.8.
That's kind of the way I look at that. And by the way, this from the 650, and I'll just correct this person because I've been corrected on it. Shanahan doesn't always defer.
Right.
He defers most of the time, but there have been, I think we came up with two examples this year where he took the ball because of, I guess we can say, conditions with wind and stuff. So we'll see how that plays out.
No doubt.
Let's go to Grant. Grant's in Alameda. What's up, Grant? How you doing?
Hello.
Yeah.
Stein.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I know we're talking Niners right now.
Okay.
I think the most important thing is they got a real chance. We could talk to Dubs, too, because I'm a Niners and Dubs fan. I love listening to you guys. And what I think is this. At least we got a chance. If the hard road is the good road if you get it done. And that's what I, you know, forget about it. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Whatever it is.
No, I appreciate
you
that, Grant.
I mean?
Yeah, no, and I'll tell you what, I'll expound on it right now.
Thanks for the call.
The 49ers absolutely have a shot. They get... If they win four games, they win the Super Bowl. The Warriors have no shot. The Warriors have no shot.
I'm not there.
They
no
have
shot.
No shot.
But you haven't. The cake
they
is
have
not
no
done
shot.
Stop, none. You know, the cake is still baking.
No, it's not. See, the Warriors have no shot because the team doesn't believe have a shot.
That's speculation.
That's watching the NBA for as many years as I have, and I see a team that knows, and a coach that knows. They have no shot to win a title this year.
Did you see them last night?
They played the Milwaukee Bucks, and this is... Oh, I'm telling you right now. Warriors are going to win 5 out of their next 7, maybe 6 out of their
next
7.
Right, right,
but I'm going to tell you right now, and you think I'm kidding, and we're not talking about the Warriors, I'm glad we're up against it. Warriors can't do anything on this homestand. They have an 8-game homestand. There's nothing they can do to make me change my impression of who they are.
Wow.
You know when I'll change my impression of who they are?
The deadline.
After that homestand, or as we get to the end of the homestand and move. But you know, you beat Milwaukee. First of all, they've won 7 of 10, and before the game last night, we're all thinking they're playing terrible ball.
Well, you lost to the Clippers. You gave that one away, or however
exactly.
You look at that.
Then they won 7 of 10.
I still haven't shook Toronto. Yeah. That loss.
When the hell was that?
A couple Sundays ago.
Jesus.
That hurt.
I mean, that's just absolutely crazy. 888-957-9570 is the number. Talking about the Eagles and the 49ers. How conservative or aggressive should Kyle Shanahan be in this game? Or should he just stick to his overall general philosophy? Or is this a game where you might try to dial up a couple trick plays and take some chances on fourth down? I would have thought that most people would say, you got to play very, very aggressively, but Guru and...
you don't want to be reckless.
Yeah, of course not, but you play it safe, and you may get what you got in Seattle. All right, what do we got here? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Covering Bay Area sports for as long as I have, athletes go through it all. Highs, lows, and the pain that comes with getting knocked down. But when it's not just a game and when you're the one injured, or when tragedy strikes someone you love, that's when Beam Law comes in. Beam Law is the Bay Area's go-to personal injury law firm. So whether it's a car accident, a serious injury, or a wrongful death, they are there to shoulder the legal burden so you can focus on rebuilding, recovery, and taking care of your family. Beam Law is a local company, and they win. Millions have been recovered for clients across the region, and it's why SF Weekly has voted them Best of the Bay 4 times. If you've been hurt or lost someone because of someone else's negligence, call Beam Law at 415-523-5555. That's 415-523-5555. Or visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com. It's not whether you get knocked down. It's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.